What's happening, everybody? I'm here with Manny Barragan. Did I say that right?
Barragan, yeah.
Yeah, this, I did you yeah. bad. What's up, brother? Yep. Welcome to the Business Breakthrough, my man. Now, you and I have been connecting for a little while now. Tell me a little bit about, you know, refresh me on the business, man. Tell me what's going on. Yeah. And also, you know, tell me why you wanted to meet up today, brother.
Yeah, man. So I'm a longtime follower of you, Tanner. Really, since you started your Instagram when you were a painter, painting contractors and even Trade Thrive.
Yeah.
So no since kidding. You started yeah, this journey. Awesome. Yeah. So I've been following you for some time, man. And really, when you started your first Instagram, I, you know, barely got into the trade, right? Some painting, what, eight years now. And well, yeah, wow. since then, I've gotten my license out like two separate times, right? This is the third time. But back then, I really didn't know what I was doing or what I was getting myself into. I think the first two times were sole proprietorships, one from a different business name and another one from, Moody's Pro, but this time it's an LLC. So just recently opened up this LLC in the beginning of the January, and we're back at it. I'm back at it, and what I'm trying to do here is build a brand, really. And like I said, you know, it's an honor, you know, being able to meet you. I religiously listen to your podcasts, you know, every day. I make my family listen to your podcasts.
you know,
absolutely, absolutely, yeah, man. I mean, yeah. A little bit of background about me. You know, I am a painter by trade. Throughout the years, I've managed to develop my skills to really, you know, I guess I would say master my craft and as to what I do here in my local area. And, you know, I also established my reputation through a lot of painting contractors, the paint stores, you know, everybody knows me. So I'm wanting to expand in that way, really.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I want to hear the anatomy of your business. So let's start off with how many employees do you have, or are you a subcontractor based company?
So I don't have any employees right now. I guess you could say I will have an employee here soon. My fiance, she's going to be doing all my bookkeeping and some admin stuff, right? And a little bit of project management. So we're, you know, still gonna, or we're working on, you know, getting her on the books as well. And, really just, you know, kicking this thing off, as far as, project management, I'll be doing most of that. And, yes and no, I do have, about, you know, four subcontractors that, you know, at my disposal will say yes to jobs, right? You know, who's going to say no to a job. But I do plan on hiring. I do plan on creating a team. I do plan on, you know, creating a culture, because it's honestly my passion, man. This is what I love to do.
Six, 7 years, you've been doing all the painting?
I have. So background to when I was with the second Moody's Pro, I guess you could say, I kind of merged with a local painting company here, and I was, you know, quote unquote partners with them, right? Nothing really on paper or anything, but, you know, I guess you could say false promises in a way. But really, in a nutshell, I just learned how to sell really there and sell myself in a sense. Pretty much all that below, you know, yeah, I was painting, you know, I was running crews and all that good stuff. And well, now, you know, I've booked my own work nowadays, and but mainly just keep myself busy through other contractors who just keep me busy. I mean, you know, it's
yeah. All right, well, let's talk about this. So what it sounds like is that you're ready to kind of just be fully independent of everyone else. You're ready to kind of like really do it the right way. Now I call this housekeeping. It's like, let's see, do you have a website yet?
So it is in the works. A friend of ours is working on it for free. Working on the domain and everything. So it's, you know, it's getting there. Should be almost done. So yeah.
All right. How about a Google listing?
So no, that is on my list next. As well as Yelp. I need to get on Google and Yelp. Yeah.
Yelp's real big out in California. I forgot.
Same here, yeah.
Or Washington.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, I'm Florida. I forgot Washington. Yeah. West Coast is Yelp. Okay. So you got those two things. You know, my biggest concern, Manny, is like, you know, you've been doing this for 7-8 years and now is the time. And there's a big leap from doing the work yourself to, you know, to trusting others to do it for you. Let me give you some insight on what I just went through in my own painting business. Is I just released an individual whose standard did not meet our standard. There was a gap there for far too long. Mm-hmm. The first thought of releasing someone is our schedule's as jam packed as it's ever been. In my business right now, we've sold more money in sales than I've ever sold in February. And there's a lot of pressure, and removing someone from that machine is detrimental unless I have the confidence that I need as a leader to be able to replace that individual with someone of equal or higher standard in a very short amount of time, right? That comes from experience, right? To be able to make it, I don't know, did you ever watch NASCAR?
Not really.
I mean, you know, you probably know about it though, right? It's just cars racing in a circle.
Yeah.
Well, do you know that in NASCAR, obviously, like, they have to, you know, change out the tires. That's a big deal. And you know about the pit crews. They come in, they park it, they take off the tires, and they put it back into motion. The thing about it is in business, you have to develop that pit crew mindset for all the different areas of your business, sales, hiring, marketing, and production, right? Mm-hmm. And when I think of the pit crew mindset, brother, I think, hey, I need to have a strategy in place. And then I need to be able to take action without war gaming the whole thing and putting myself in a fear mindset, right? So the momentum momentum that I've personally been riding was the same trigger that I used when I quit my job at the bank. In other words, like, I'm all in, dude. All the money.
All in, yeah.
All in, bro. It's all in. Mm-hmm. It's everything, right? So when I let go of this individual, it was game time, right? I went through 125 applications. I stayed up to 2 a.m. looking through applications, right? Sent out 30 messages. Out of the 30 messages, 10 people did what I asked, which was to go fill out a form. And then from that, 2 people got an interview. 1 person was hired, right? That's the type of all-in mentality that you have to have as a leader in order to make your business survive when times get tough. And the thing is if you've only been working on the jobs yourself, you have a pretty big learning curve of how to, number one, to attract talent to work with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, to nurture that talent, to buy into your vision. Number three is to create a place where someone could grow, right? Fertile soil, right? Outline a plan of growth, because you want growth-minded individuals working with you. You don't want someone that says, yeah, I just want to paint for the rest of my life and die. You wouldn't want that, right? You want someone that wants something greater than, and painting could be that vehicle, but you want them to have more than just, I want to make money. So that would be a growth-minded individual. And then the fourth stage of that is to be able to foster that growth, always growing yourself, which means your business is growing, which means they can grow within your business. Now, these are a lot of elements that right now you're not exposed to. The thing about it is that full-time employees come with one thing, and I'll ask for your feedback on this. Full-time employees come with a responsibility that you've never had before, right?
Right.
Would you agree with that, of making sure that someone else full schedule? I'm sure there's been a few weeks in your last 7 years, Manny, where you didn't have work Monday. Has that happened?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So what we need to do is prevent that from happening, because that's not acceptable when you bring on an employee. When you bring on an employee, your job is 40 hours a week. Their job is 40 hours a week. That's the agreement. So for me, I want to know what your plan is with all that considered, how we can protect ourselves from always having work, because that's the first key to make sure that you can keep employees. So what is your plan for that?
Absolutely. Yeah, man. So right now, you know, the Google and the Yelp, you know, is going to happen, right? But off the bat, I had a marketing agency reach out to me, and through I guess our local network, they just found me randomly on Facebook, and they're called
Okay.
Simplex Agency, and they basically just run ads for Facebook and Instagram.
Got it.
So
Have you signed
I
with them
did,
yet?
yes, I did. I did.
Okay.
And I just need to get in front of people,
Well,
I'm
Manny,
really
let
good
me
at
ask you
sound.
this. Can I ask you, can I get, oh, it might be a little personal. How long have you been listening to my podcast?
Since it started.
Do you know how many marketing agencies I've brought on to this podcast and you chose someone else that is
I
not
went
part of
with
that group of individuals?
Yes, I have seen them, but they're local, they're here local, and I reached out to a local real estate agent who works with them, who I follow, and I actually went to high school with them, and I asked them, "Hey, are these guys legit?" And they said yes, or she said yes,
Let me ask
and
you a
well,
question. Okay, but man, all right, I'm gonna come at you because I care. Here's the deal, brother. There's companies that specialize on marketing painting companies. They have data that says we got X result for this painting company. You're gonna get a similar or same result. So instead of being the test dummy, which you don't have the luxury to be, you now become someone that could get a repeatable result. So you asked a real estate agent how this marketing agency is done. Do you know anyone else that has gotten leads from them as a painting business?
Not as painting businesses, but as tile guys. There's a local tile guy that works with them too, and
Okay.
he showed me logistics and basically with contractors. He works with contractors.
Okay. So
So,
when you become a
yeah.
leader in business, I'm going to be honest with you, Manny, you're going to run into a wall here. I'm going to be honest with you because
Yeah.
you are the learning curve for this marketing agency by opting in to be the test dummy and you're paying full price for it. Right? So let
They
me ask
gave
you,
me a discount. I mean, but yeah, for sure.
what are you paying per month?
For them, so for their services, only $300, right?
Okay.
And
Manny,
then eight,
brother, that's not going to be the move. I'm going to tell you right now. It's not going to be the move. If they're that cheap, it ain't going to be the move. You're going to be wasting your money.
And 800 will be going towards ad spend,
Not enough.
type of deal.
It's not
Not
enough.
enough,
I know the game, bro. I'm just being honest with you. You won't get this honesty anywhere. I care. That's not the
For
move.
sure.
I will get out of it and hire somebody that you know that does marketing for painting contractors. Because here's the deal. You're the test dummy. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to ask you this, and they might have already done it. Hey, Manny, send us some before and after pictures of your work. Yes? Is that all they've asked you for so far?
So far, yes.
That's all they're going to do for you. And that doesn't work as well as it used to. That's the old way, right? Because things change really fast in business. So as a leader, Manny, you have to be an astute decision maker. And you got to make decisions with informed decisions because your resources are so slim right now. And anything that you do, here's the deal. When you launch a rocket, 90% of the fuel in the first 60 seconds is wasted on the liftoff. So if the resources that you're using to lift off your company are not of the highest possible standard, Manny, then guess what? You're setting yourself up for a poor liftoff. Right? Why not start with the best? Why not go with the killers? Because here's the deal, right? That's playing small. And I'm only telling you this because I care. You're somebody that's followed me for so long. I want you to succeed. I want you to text me and say, Tanner, I have a $1 million business, bro. Here's a hat. Send me a hat. I like the hats.
For
I
sure.
just want you to understand, brother, no one's going to tell you this. $300 a month. Is somebody putting you in a spreadsheet and saying, hey, we got a painter now paying us $300 a month? That's not somebody that's going to give you weekly coaching calls, give you an account representative that you could text on a weekly basis, that's going to encourage you to send videos because before and after pictures don't do the result. Your $800 is not going to go as far as my $800. Let's put it that way.
For
Get down to
sure.
the core of this, man. Why are you doing this?
Why am I doing this? So,
Why are you doing this business? Why are you doing, what's the core of it? I want to know your story. What is making you be as crazy as all of us in joining this entrepreneurship journey? What is it, man?
I love it, man. I love being a part of, first of all, the painting culture. I love what I do. And when it comes to, networking myself and even selling jobs, I just love the feel of connecting with a person and them being able to trust me with, whatever it is they have for me. But in the long run, right, I have a 6 month old, my firstborn. And in the long run, man, one day I want to be able to pass this down to him, And
Beautiful.
well, I want to build a legacy, man. That's literally why I'm doing
Yeah.
this, to free
Okay.
myself, all that good stuff and have more time for my family. That's why I'm
Beautiful.
doing
So you
this,
have a strong reason to make powerful decisions. The decisions that you make in this business, and those decisions are who you hire, right? And who you do business with. Those are the two decisions that you make in business on a daily basis. What you invest your energy and money into, right? Have to be like you're safeguarding a kingdom. That's how serious I take my business relationships. You follow me, right? If you're in
Absolutely.
charge of getting me leads, I want the best of the best because leads are the most important aspect of an operation. If you don't have leads in general, you're in trouble. If you don't have quality leads, you're also in trouble, right? And if you don't have a lead nurturing system, right, you're also in trouble. So here's the deal. When I say, hey, man, that's too cheap, I'm not saying that you made a bad decision. I'm just saying that hopefully now it'll make you think about that decision when you start to hear their dialogue with you. Are they hard to get a hold of? Are they engaging with you on a daily basis? Do you really feel like they have the same mission in mind as you do to get you to that legacy to build? Real, I mean, do you have you felt that with them so far?
I talked with the owner already, and I guess their motto is, first 30 days I don't get leads, I don't have to pay them, So that's something, I was okay with because, I was skeptical at first and I was like, okay, what's the pitch, and
Right.
then, both of our goals were the same, get me
Sure.
as many leads as possible so I can get in front
Got
of
it.
people.
Sure.
aside from Facebook ads though, I do have another plan of attack, which is more organic. Something I like to call scooter marketing. I did though go or at least listen to you, right? And I went with dope marketing from with Nick Slavik, and I ordered like 500 door hangers, 1,000 business cards because I need business cards, and a couple and some yard signs. What I plan to
Okay.
do with the yard signs, and I have done this in the past before, go around pinpointed neighborhoods in an electric scooter and just drop off door hangers. People who answer, talk to them, chat a book. People who don't, I leave with, a really cool door hanger there, and it works. I'm hitting a door per minute, faster than you would typically walk, right? And so that's honestly what I plan on doing full time. Not full time, right? But at least 30% of my time until I, establish something good and consistent. I
Yeah.
have my brother, my younger brother. I know it's a little difficult bringing in family because I've had issues with that in the past, but I told him it's very flexible. I honestly wouldn't want him to paint with me. More than anything, I want him to focus on what he's good at, which is marketing. He's worked with various marketing,
Right.
well, he's worked for various companies who in their marketing sector. I'm here in our local area, like windows or
Right.
HVAC, whatever. And
Right.
typical, door knocking or even, home shows and stuff like that. So he's pretty aware of what he can do.
Yeah.
And I've already given him, an commission-based incentive, and he's all for it. So
Well, what he
once
needs to
I
be
have
doing is knocking the, he needs to be the one knocking the doors.
Exactly, that's the point. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
That's what I
yeah,
plan
yeah.
on him doing. Yeah, I
Yeah,
plan on getting
sure.
him the electric scooter, getting him his own little cards,
Yeah.
swagged out and
But I
everything.
think what you need to do, Manny, is, already just like, you are a salesperson and you are a team builder. Like that needs to be the mentality. That needs to be your identity as a business owner is that I'm here to facilitate, I'm here to build a team. Let's kind of just talk about some of the legal stuff. So you I just want to know, like, did you set up Gusto? Do you have a payroll system yet?
Not yet. No, I did receive a letter from Gusto actually, and we do
Okay.
plan on using it. Gusto for our payroll. Yeah.
Yeah. And let me ask you, I just again, I'm here's the deal, man. I've done this a lot. I've done these talks a lot, and it's like you knew you needed like a payroll, right? Like, why didn't you set it up?
Like I said, we're brand new, 3 months in, and we're just and I'm, we're busy with the baby and stuff, and I'm doing everything,
Manny,
and
brother, this I just want to tell you that there is going to crush you in the long run. You won't you the thing is that the level of difficulty of business is only going to get harder, and the longer you delay doing things that are uncomfortable, like sitting down and figuring all that crap out, which I know was probably the reason. It's like, let me just put that off. Let me just put that off. Let me just put that off. That's going to bite you in the butt, dude. I'm telling you right now, and I could tell you from my heart, I run two businesses now. And if I don't do the things that are uncomfortable when I need to do them, they're just going to catch up to me, right? So here's the deal. I could give you advice right now, Manny, and I could say, hey, brother, I want you to get online. I want you to start putting out that ad. Let's start getting some painters interested in working with you. And the thing about it is, you might not even have the confidence to do that right now because you don't have your payroll system set up. So when they say, how am I going to get paid? What are you going to say? Cash. And is that the type of people you want to bring into your business that want cash?
No,
No?
not at all.
No,
No.
right? Because you wouldn't work for cash.
Well,
You can't.
I can. Yeah, I can.
As a
And that's the
business
thing.
owner, you'll take it. But the thing is, as an employee, you probably wouldn't be able to, right? Because you need to get a, you can't. It's
Yeah,
different.
need to be legal. Yeah. Yeah,
You
and
know?
yeah, and I understand that concept for sure. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that those are the factors. And honestly, I even these past couple of weeks that I've been, just doing, I guess, side work, really just helping out contractors and then paying me, that alone, I've been getting this like feeling of just like, okay, I feel like I'm being back checked because I'm still working for these guys or still doing or helping them out, right? Giving them a hand or
Well,
whatever.
you're on the right path here. I'm just saying is that like you've committed mentally. You said, I want to build a legacy, right? And that's why I asked you because I can use that against you. Like you said, I want to build a legacy, man. A legacy isn't, a legacy is something that withstands generations. Really, what that means is that the roots are dug so deep and everything's done to the perfect standard that nothing, it doesn't matter the weather, the economy, it doesn't matter what goes on, that tree will stand, right? And I'm telling you right now, man, you and I both know this, gusto, right? Get the legal stuff out of the way, get a great marketing company that knows exactly what they're doing. I guarantee you might have gotten some pricing from some other marketing agencies. And when you heard that price, you said, whoa, that's a lot. Maybe. I know that a lot of people have done that, but at the end of the day, you get what you pay for. It's like a tattoo, you know? But with your business, you know, that's how it is,
For
brother.
sure.
If you pay cheap, you get cheap, right? Isn't that the same thing in
Yep.
our industry? If somebody says, hey, Tanner, I got a quote for $1,000 to paint my whole house, right? You and I both are going to be like, wouldn't you say that to me as a customer? You say, whoa, $1,000, right? Didn't I do that to you as when I heard how low you were paying for a marketer, right? Because I know all the work that goes into managing a real client with a real agency that needs to manage a real client and update ads, you know, stay in touch, build relationships. So I'm just letting you know, man, be mindful of that. Invest. So Gusto's got to be number one, Manny. I know it's the first, they'll walk you through it. Get that out of the way, man. Legitimize.
For
Now, let
sure.
me ask you this. Are you licensed with the state? Have you gotten all that out of the way?
Yes, I am active as of 2 weeks ago, endorsements and everything. Last week, I opened up the business checking account. And so that's why this week, would probably
Nice.
be, QuickBooks, payroll, Gusto, all that stuff,
Good,
and,
man.
continuing to build. And that's why, that's why I said, I feel like working for these contractors, for cash, for extra cash is kind of setting me back so I can really, focus on this. And the thing is with, well, the thing is with, in my area, it's still cold. It's 27 degrees outside right now. We're in PNW, and so I'm just, staying low until that 60 degree weather, 58, whatever comes out next week. That's after March 10th. And I'm hitting the streets, man. I don't care who's hitting me up for side jobs, whatever. I'm gonna go full full throttle on this, you know. And that's what I've been waiting for. You know,
Starting,
winter sucks
I'm gonna
here.
tell you this. Here's the key, brother Manny. Listen, starting up is very challenging. Like I said, a rocket, 90% of that energy, that fuel, right, is being used on the on getting off the ground, dude. Okay. So what I want you to understand is that there's two ways this is going to go. You're going to be the I'm going to do it all guy, or you're going to say I'm going to use my money as leverage. There's only two types of business owners. There's business that listen to this, right? You've been the I'm going to do it all guy for too long. That's not a business. So when you say I'm going to go out on my own, right? You got to understand the clock starts, right? You can keep yourself busy. Anyone can do that. Anyone can find painting jobs by knocking on doors, giving a cheap price and saying, hey, I'll paint this. And you're doing it yourself, right? You're trading your time for the money, which you could be doing for someone else with half the stress and probably make around the same amount of money, right? The difference is your team. And what I'm emphasizing in this call, man, is honestly, bro, the only focus you should have is finding someone that can work alongside you every single day. There will be no greater pressure on your shoulders than having someone on your team that is waiting for you to provide work for them, that knows what they're doing.
And that's what I was thinking about. You know, I'm excited for that part, you know, because I know how it is,
But you can
how
do
it
that
is
now.
having someone.
I wanna, where I'm getting at, man, you can do it now. You can put out the ad now, right? You don't have to hire anyone. I mean, if you're not ready. But let me tell you this, bro. I don't know about you, but I wasn't looking for marriage. When I found my wife, it then changed my perception, right? Okay, so the thing about it is that we need to make sure that the right person finds us. You are a good person with a good mission. I'm sure not only do you want to create a legacy for your ch child or children, I'm sure you want to create a great work environment for the people that come to you, right?
Absolutely.
You got to do everything right. Got to operate with integrity at all times. You have to take risk. You have to lead from the front. You have to be one step ahead. You got to get uncomfortable. You got to do the things that you don't like to do when you don't want to do them, right? These are all qualifications of entry that will qualify you to be able to take on the blessing of blessing other people, right? Do it now, right?
Absolutely. And what there was this recent podcast you just had, and it was something about and I think you referred it to a Bible verse, maybe you know, help others basically grow so that you're able to grow as well, and kind of in those lines. And I took that, you know, and it's honestly another thing that I'm honestly really looking forward is to building my brand through a different perspective, you know, and basically reestablishing, I guess, a new generation of painters, man. You know, like I want, I'm only 26, you know, and I plan on doing this for the rest of my life, right? I love
Love.
what I do, and I want to pass that on to whoever wants to learn. You know, I have, honestly, I have I guess a buddy, not really a buddy, but an acquaintance. I did work with him a few years ago, and he worked with us, and I wasn't able to kind of be there for him because I was stuck on the sales, and my passion again was on the brush, you know, and the, you know, craftsmanship part of it, and I wanted to be able to teach him, and I just wasn't able to be there for him, and because of that, he didn't really feel it too much, and so he left, you know, and he obviously needed more pay, whatever, and he just didn't like what was going on, and well, he reached out to me. Well, I reached out to him. I saw him randomly somewhere, I think it was a store. And, you know, he's like, I'm all for it, man. I miss you. He says he missed me and he missed working for me. And he, you know, missed painting. And I remember him painting. He was a prodigy in the making, you
Not
know,
ever. I'll make
young
this clear
kid.
to you. I'm going to make this clear, Manny, and I have a couple minutes. We got to go. But here's the deal. I'll make this clear. Not everyone is going to do what you're going to do with the heart that you have, brother. Okay? In order to bless people, you've got to do what I said. You've got to take risks. You need to question things, right? The marketing agency, you need to be bold, right? And question what's our go-to-market plan? What is our projected leads, right? What can I expect in terms of results? What do you need from me, right? I'm not saying that they're a lost cause. I'm just saying chances are you are going to be a test dummy, right? That's not a good thing, man. That's not a good position to be in as a startup. Now, if it were me, we're established, I can risk it, right? Different, but you're a startup. The quality, the degree of your confidence when it comes to hiring and sales is the degree of your lead flow. If you don't have leads, you're not going to hire anyone. So don't you realize how important the selection process is for who you marry when it comes to marketing?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
You can knock doors all day long until your knuckles bleed, bro. But at the end of the day, to me, that's not the best startup strategy. The best startup strategy is leads in your inbox every single day. And you could do that with the right team, right? So I'm going to give you some action steps. I got to go, but here's the deal. Action step. And we should do another one. I'd love to do that with you. I want to help you if you want.
Yeah.
Number one, let's get Gusto going, right?
Yep.
Number two, let's get Indeed going. Right? Let's get an ad out. I want you to learn that process. Put it for $5 a day. I want you to see what comes in. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And action step number three is if you aren't taking risks, you will not succeed. I want you to do something risky when it comes to this next step. It might be not taking on the next job from the subcontractor or the contractor.
Honestly,
right?
I'm honestly debating not going today. I'm not going to lie to you now.
I'll be honest with you and say that that might be the thing that you're like, enough is enough here. I'm not being treated fairly. This isn't representing my standard. And that is a call to God. And it says, I want this now, right? You got to meet him halfway. You can't just have faith and no works, right? Yeah. That's the works.
Yeah.
That's when you say I'm ready, right? Manny, let's meet again. I got to go, man. I got a crazy day today. Yeah. Thank you, brother. Yeah, I hope this is helpful.
For sure.
Did we hit?
Yes, it was. 100%, man. I appreciate it.
I want you
so
to book another call with me. Listen, book another call with me in 2 weeks. I want to hear where you went. I want to hear what you did, and I want to help you with the next steps. All right.
All right. Sounds good, Tanner. Appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless, bro. Amen. All right.
God bless.